WNTN 1550 AM, welcome back to a new episode of Italieco. Today I'm very excited to host again Matt Westin, singer, songwriter, and actor. Hi Matt, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Very good, I'm fine, thank you.
Good to talk to you again. It's been a little while.
Yeah. So first and foremost, what is, in your opinion, your biggest career achievement to date?
Oh boy. Well, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, I'd say it was my debut album, and I'm super proud of that. That's one of the biggest milestones in my life. But ever since then, you know, I've won a bunch of awards, which is awesome. But what actually means the most to me right now, and it's not an award, it has nothing to do with recognition or achievement. It's really the response that I've received for my song, Thin Blue Line. Just last weekend, I was able to show my lyric video, which I designed the video to be pretty powerful, to get the real message of the song across. I was able to show this at a law enforcement gun bash. Yeah, there was almost 1,000 people there. And I had people coming up to me in tears, giving me hugs, shaking my hand, thanking me for my support for law enforcement, and putting the message out there that needs to be heard. And really, the whole thing was about them. And I have goosebumps talking about it because it means so much to me. I have a lot of friends in law enforcement, and I love them and respect them and their sacrifices for us. So I have to say my proudest achievement so far is the release of my song, Thin Blue Line.
Terrific. And now let's talk about your songwriting process. What or who gives you inspiration for your music?
Oh, boy. Well, inspiration really can come from anywhere. A song that I just wrote, actually two songs I just wrote, completely different inspirations. One is based on my grandfather, who was a World War II veteran, a pilot, a navigator, and he was an engineer. You know, he raised a beautiful family. And just was the classic American story of hard work and courage and just, you know, the American values that my father instilled in me. So my grandfather's 96 and he has dementia. So he doesn't even know who I am right now, probably.
Oh, which I'm sorry.
That's tough. You know, it's tough to deal with. But, you know, inspiration can come from anywhere. So I wrote a song called Faded Glory that I dedicated to him based on his life. And then on the other hand, around the same time, I wrote a song just called Could Be. It's called Could Be. And it's about possibilities and about just living life a little bit on the edge and having a little fun, you know, flirting with the law. You never know what could happen, but it could be the life that you always dreamed of, stuff like that. Really, inspiration can come from anywhere. It can come from just looking out your window at a beautiful scenery or from a life experience or a relationship, you name it. It could come from anywhere. And that's one of the most beautiful things about music is that it really is just, it's an open book and anybody, people that you'll never know can relate to it. And it's really cool. So inspiration really just, it's however the mood strikes me and whatever's kind of on my mind at the time, I find a way to express it in a song, yeah.
Right. And which one do you prefer, singing or acting, and why?
You know, I've gone back and forth. I've gone back and forth on this over the years. There was a time when I would say it was acting without a doubt, because I would be on set of a film or whatever we were doing. And I would have a buzz. I would have a high from that for days. It's just so interesting and so fun and fulfilling. I love it. But singing, it's instant gratification, you know, especially live performance, because you're getting the feedback from the crowd. And that energy is just flowing. And it's one of the greatest feelings in the world to perform live. And also as a singer-songwriter, when I get to perform, even in the studio recording, I'm pouring my heart out. And there's something powerful about that, that just, it like feeds your soul. So, I mean, acting and singing they're very similar. But I have to say right now, I'm leaning more towards the singing side. I think singing is, because I'm pursuing that a little bit more aggressively right now. And the more I get, the more I want. So I'd have to say singing.
Got you. And speaking of live performances, tell us about Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How is the music scene right now?
Yeah, it's opening back up. A lot of festivals and shows and venues are opening back up again. However, it's starting to look like things might start to close back down again. So we'll see. But the music scene in Pittsburgh in general, COVID aside, is very good and lively and just diverse. You can find any kind of music that you could imagine here in Pittsburgh. And there's a lot of world-class musicians here. It's incredible. Like, I was able to work with Jimmy Hoisin. He's a multi, I think he has 7 Grammys, and he works in a studio about a half an hour from where I live. You know, there are there's an immense amount of talent in Pittsburgh, and it's such a diverse city with so many cultures because we have the old cultures of, you know, the mill workers, the steel workers, and the restaurant owners and the small businesses. And then you have all these colleges and universities and medical centers. And you have people coming here from literally all over the world. So Pittsburgh is a pretty interesting place. And musically, it's just exactly the same. It's very diverse and rich. And it's a good place to be.
That sounds amazing. And how can fans reach out to you?
Oh, very simply. You can go to my website, mattweston.com. And you can find links to all of my my social media on there, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. And all where you can find my music as well, right there, links to where you can download my music. I'm on Amazon and Spotify and iTunes. Very, very easy to find.
Thank you for joining us today. And guys, stay tuned because now we're going to play Hey Bro and Thin Blue Line. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
You and me go back to those young hell-raising days. What no rule we didn't break, just a couple of rowdy renegades. When we blew it up, tore it down like Jesse James had come back around. Getting caught, getting high, I took your blame and you took mine. Saying, hey bro, I got your back, dare anybody to go jacking with that. No, hey bro, I know you got mine, yeah. Some things run thicker than a bloodline. Got you covered, my brother, from another mother. Down in the back road you might go. Smarter, but we slide sometimes. So we go for broke, pay the cost. Always said we were cut out of the same cloth. Some things never change, and here's one more that's still the same. Hey bro, I got your back, dare anybody to go jacking with that. No, hey bro, I know you got mine, yeah. Some things run thicker than a bloodline. Got you covered, my brother, from another mother. Down we'll be right back. flat old t-shirt, put on the brave for the risk of facing danger, for the lives that we might save. Kiss our wives and husbands, the morning's on the rise, knowing well that goodbye kiss might really mean goodbye. It's a line that's drawn in brotherhood for the ones who protect and serve. A salute to the fallen heroes for the honor they have earned. We're the flashing lights of justice who wear that badge with pride, standing shoulder to shoulder, sharing the sacrifice. Oh, just a job to us, it's really who we are. Truth is our commitment, it runs deeper than the scars. Every day's a challenge, and every day we find another reason why we'd lay our lives on the thin blue line. It's a line that's drawn in brotherhood for the ones who protect and serve. A salute to the fallen heroes for the honor they have earned. We're the flashing lights of justice who wear that badge with pride, standing shoulder to shoulder, sharing the sacrifice. Oh, we are the thin blue line. Unexpected, and pray to be blessed, running right toward the chaos on a street stained in red. Keeping our neighbors safe, we're finding that missing kid. But all across America, the reward is worth the risk. It's a line that's drawn in brotherhood for the ones who protect and serve.